I'm joined by Musab al-Hamadi, activist from Hama. Can you tell me what's been happening in the city today?
As you know, UN monitors were in the city yesterday, and people were brave to meet them and explain them their suffering with the regime for more than 1 year till now. Maybe the regime is trying to punish the people for this and to message to people in other cities not to UN monitors and be so brave to explain their sufferings to them. Shelling started on Bain, inside Hamas city, since the morning. After that, a big number of troops stormed the city and leave their houses to the streets, and there were field executions. We have videos, we have everything documented. Actually, what happened today, we can't say it's anti-humanity crime. Some corpses were burned. Some children were slaughtered by knife. Something very terrible happened to us in Hama. We deplore all the world, all the international community to intervene in a more strong way, in a stronger way in this regime in order to stop killing the Syrian people.
And is this still going on?
Now we have news that troops left from Arba'in neighborhood. We hope the massacre will not happen again in another neighborhood inside Hamas city.
And given that you fear this was because of the visit of UN observers, do you think it could happen in other places? For example, the observers have gone to Douma today in Damascus suburbs.
We hope not. But because we live with the regime for 40 years and we know the mentality of this dictatorial regime, I'm afraid that this will happen with other cities and other people. Of course, the regime will not let UN monitors work freely, and they will not let them succeed in their mission, because if there is real ceasefire in Syria, demonstrations will be millionic everywhere, and this the regime will not desire at all.
If there are more observers, they're talking about 300, will that make a difference because they'll be able to be in several areas at the same time?
It depends on whether the UN monitors were effective. If 300 are effective enough to have pressure on the regime to stop killing, that will be okay. But if not, even 5,000 monitors will do nothing. The international community must have more effective ways to press on the regime to stop killing. That's the issue here on the ground.
Finally, can you tell me how many people you believe have been killed in Hama today and wounded?
Till now, we have 26 names documented, and I will send you the names. 26 martyrs who are documented by names. Other of them are not documented yet. We expect the number to be about 40 or 50. More than 110 persons are injured, and lots of houses are destroyed completely in Arba'in neighborhood inside Hamas.